Your local Bosch dealer is Greenwood Heating, 206-784-1818.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The end of 42 years of tyranny in Libya has produced quite the spectacle. Anyone who wants to can see the corpse of Muammar Gaddafi now on display at a refrigerated warehouse in Misrata. ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman is there.
He is lying on a bloody mattress in a meat refrigeration locker under the glare of fluorescent lights as the people of Libya parade by. They are not traditional mourners we're seeing here. They are people who want to see with their own eyes that he really is dead. And now they say they're satisfied that he's gone and this country can finally move forward.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Misrata. Anyone with a loved one serving in the U.S. military in Iraq is cheering. President Obama ordered the last 40,000 or so U.S. troops in Iraq out before year's end.
Thanks to the extraordinary sacrifices of our men and women in uniform, the Iraqi people have the chance to forge their own future. And now the rest of our troops will be home for the holidays.
The president, during his weekly address, in the Republican address, North Carolina Senator Richard Burr lamented what he called the lack of fiscal restraint in Washington.
We continue to ignore our fiscal problems and focus only on spending more money and expanding the size of the federal government.
In Berlin, Occupy protesters clashing with German police outside Parliament. In New York, 92-year-old folk music legend Pete Seeger marched with throngs of others as Occupy Wall Street entered its sixth week. Off southwest Australia, what's believed to have been a 10-foot-long great white shark killed an American diver. Western Australia State Police Sergeant Greg True.
We received a call at the Water Police Coordination Centre that a male had surfaced from the diving trip alongside the boat that he was diving from. In a flurry of bubbles.
The 32-year-old American's name has not been released. It was the second fatal shark attack off West Australia in 12 days. You're listening to ABC News.
Good morning. It's 10:02. We have rain today, and it's 57 degrees in downtown Seattle. I'm Gary Burley, and now your top local news from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A man is shot dead by a Pierce County Sheriff's deputy this morning during an arrest attempt near St. Joseph Hospital in Tacoma. A police spokesperson says two deputies were trying to arrest a man with outstanding warrants. As they tried to get him out of a stolen truck, they broke the windows and stunned him with a taser. Then the man said he was going for his gun, and that's when one of the deputies fired. It's not known yet when the arrests were and what they were for, or whether a gun was actually found in the truck. Seattle's 9-day closure of the Alaska Way Viaduct is underway. Washington Transportation Department spokesman Matt Peaty says workers blocked the ramps last night as the final cars and trucks cleared the roadway, and to him it was monumental.
You know, it first kind of struck me when I looked up, and about 10 minutes before we closed the viaduct to traffic, all the lights are off. You know, those lights on the viaduct have not been off at night for 60 years.
Transit officials have mailed people free bus tickets and added ferry trips across Elliott Bay. Still, everyone's wondering where the 110,000 vehicles that take State Route 99 over the viaduct on a typical weekday will go. We have a viaduct survival guide on our website, comonews.com. State DOT has announced the winners in a special contest to be the last people on the viaduct as it stands today. The Rat City Roller Girls will join the motorcycle stunt team Seattle Cossacks later today for the last and most unusual traffic jam on the south end of the viaduct. The two groups beat out nearly 600 creative entries for one last shot to express themselves on the viaduct before it starts coming down. Como News Time is 10:04.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM, Oakville, the Como News Network, Como News Radio, Como AAA Traffic and Weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Well, we do have a serious multi-vehicle accident northbound I-5 at sunset in Bellingham in Whatcom County as you head up towards the Canadian border. Traffic only getting by on the right shoulder right now, and we'll give you more updates as we get them. Eastbound Highway 18, just east of I-5, accident on the right shoulder, southbound 167 and State Route 410, accident blocking the right lane. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. Jonathan West in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thank you, Jonathan. And a check of our weather now. Rain. Look for highs near 60. Showers likely tonight. Lows in the mid-40s. Right now, Seattle, it's 57 degrees.
Yes, I'm so crazy right now. Most incredibly. floor to ceiling, wall to wall, the ground up. It's time for Inside Out with your host, Tammy Michaels, on Como News Radio. Dare to dream a little, because this is where your ideas for your home start and your questions get answered by an expert. Now, with 2 hours of Inside Out, here's Tammy Michaels.
Not.
Well,
not,
almost,
not this week.
Right?
Almost. Yeah, Tammy's not here this week. She's out. She's vacationing, having some fun, and she will return in a couple of weeks, right?
I think she's out having a good time, and, you know, maybe she's missing this rain.
Yeah. I know she's in a sunny place. That's about all
lucky
we can
Tammy.
Say. And also, Jennifer's out today. Not usually a little under the weather, so she'll be back next week. Art Sanders in for Jennifer, and Robin Daly is here.
Good morning.
Our self-avowed paint princess. You avowed yourself.
Well, you know, Art, I
figured... How do you avow yourself something?
It's the only royalty I'll ever see.
So,
I'm just going to own it.
Okay. From Daly's Paint and Decorating. And by the way, dailyspaint.com. At any point, if you'd like to find out more about Robin Daly, you can do that. Dailyspaint.com.
You know, in fact, there on the landing page, there's a little box that you can email me a question if you ever had a design question or something to do with our paint store, and it goes directly to me. So I try to answer everybody.
Great.
So we want to make ourselves very available to
but
everybody.
We really want you to call right now. Because
let's chat today.
We have 2 hours. It's 206-421-1000 or toll free. We're at 1-877-397-5666. And as we always say on a show like this, call in early because the lines get jammed
they
up.
They often get jammed up, and I love talking to you.
Yeah.
So call us.
So it is 421-1000. Dial it now, 1-877-397-5666. By the way, that 5666, that's Como.
Oh, isn't that smart? How clever.
Who figured that out?
Wow.
Wow. I didn't know you could even do that. You know, you go to the phone company and say, hey, here's my call letters.
Well, you know, I suppose you could. I've always said that daily is a four-letter word, but, you
with me, they always said, nope, you have no choice. These are your numbers.
This is it.
This is it. This is what you got. So anyway, you do have some things you want to talk about. You actually took a Facebook poll, didn't you?
Well, I asked everybody on the Daily's Paint Facebook page, what should we talk about today?
Good idea.
And they talked about paint, and I'm like, oh, you know, that's a little bit obvious. Perhaps we could expand it out a little bit. I love talking about paint. I am the paint princess.
Right.
You know, you can never stop me talking about paint. But another topic came up, which was recessionary design tricks and tips.
So right now, I just did this story last night. We already knew this, but we have a study out that says we're in Seattle, I think we're 15% behind what we were income-wise 2 years ago. Even if you made more money, it takes that much more.
But, you know, at some point, you've got to, you know, a lot of us just rolled up in a little ball, kind of protecting ourselves, but our home is really important.
Yeah.
And especially if you're feeling things are a little rocky, there are ways that you can make improvements in your home and make yourself feel better.
Without spending a lot of money.
Without spending a lot of money. Some of my tips are free. Speaking of four-letter words, free is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And a few do cost a little bit, but I think they're well worth
the investment.
Give
us one biggie. Give us one big one right here to kind of set the tone.
Take a tour of your home.
Okay. I mean, really look at it.
Okay, really look at it. Go through your house with a stranger's eyes. So oftentimes I'll have people physically go out the door, shut the door, and walk down, and then walk up to their home as if they've never seen it before. Because a lot of times people want to have decorating tips and tricks, but what they don't see is all the clutter. And just all the detritus that gathers as we live our life.
Right.
And you can't put lipstick on a pig, Art. Right? So before we can get into those gorgeous accent walls with a quart of paint and all of those little things that don't cost very much, we got to thin out. Mm-hmm. We got to declutter and de-junk. And so, so simply walking through your home with a stranger's eyes and a garbage bag can really
chuck all that junk.
Chuck the junk.
I like it.
And now that we're moving inside, we're not outside as much anymore. And if we are, you know, hands off to you, but once it starts raining, I like to cuddle up inside by the fire. We're living in our homes more. So forget about spring cleaning in the spring. We should do it now. Get our home ready.
Because we're squeezed in all winter long.
We're squeezed in. That's right.
All right. Well, you want to go to the phones?
I'd love to.
We already have Irene from Linwood. And Irene, you are on with Robin Daly, the self-avowed princess.
Good morning, Irene.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Next to my front door, I have these two tall glass windows that people look in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a suggestion on how to prevent that?
You mean besides don't wear your frilly nightie around there?
Don't turn the lights on bright at night.
Yeah. So it's clear glass?
Clear glass.
Okay. And do you want to preserve the light coming in, or do you have any concerns with that?
No, I just want to block it somehow.
Okay. So one of my favorite things to do is to add what I call sheared panels. What they are, it's a piece of fabric that's stretched from top to bottom, and there's a little tube sewn in the top and a little tube sewn in the bottom. So you have a little curtain rod at the top and the bottom, and the fabric is stretched between it. And you can get fabric that lets light in and out but sort of diffuses the view. I don't know if you've ever thought of that before.
No.
But speaking of recessionary decorating, it actually doesn't even cost that much money.
Yeah.
So you can do it in a way that would sort of diffuse things, or you could add something that's very private, just depending on what your needs are. Typically, if we do something that just sort of softens it, that's enough to where you feel that you're not on display.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Another thing you could do is grass shades. I don't know if you've seen those. They look like Roman blinds. So when they're open, if you wanted to open them during the day, they'd have a nice valance look. And if you pulled them down at night, they give a nice, very designer look.
Are those ones that look kind of like an accordion? Sort of like an accordion?
Look more like a folded, floppy... hand-knotted grasses is the fabric that they're made out of.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
They're very textural, and it's also a nice way to add a little visual texture to your room, too.
You have to get them custom cut, though,
that,
don't you? Or?
That one would be a little more, that'd be a little out of our recessionary. That's more the flush design style.
Spend a little more money for that.
But, I mean, you have lots of options. You could even go to the sign shop and get diffusion, like film, to put on your window to just sort of diffuse things. Huh. But that might not look as soft or as homey. If you had a really contemporary home, that might be a great solution.
What do you think, Irene?
I think the sheared panels sound the best. Is that something you carry?
That's something that my design staff would actually have made specific for your windows. So they'd come out and they'd measure it and they'd get it all done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
very cool.
Easy that way.
Yeah, so, easy peasy.
Yeah. Okay.
No stress.
Thank you.
Irene, well, thanks
You're
for the call.
Thanks for calling.
That was
me.
Really a good call, too, because that's something. We have a glass window on the door. On the front door itself,
right.
You know, it's a high window, and we have kind of the same deal. People can look right in. So what would you do on a door? On the door?
Is it a rectangle-shaped window sunburst?
It's like a sunburst.
It's a sunburst. You can get a window shade that's done in a sunburst.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And you can even open and shut it depending on
arc
of the angle of the burst.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to check.
Or sell your house or get a new door.
This is a new door, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You
know, we like the door.
You know what we need to do? We need to go and check on traffic because
we need to get around
town. Since I'm not used to doing this this particular hour, I got a little behind.
Oh, sorry, Art.
So that's okay, Robin. I mean, Tammy, I think would. Approve.
Tammy can talk.
You've got the seal of approval from Tammy.
Yay.
Okay, so we'll be back in just a moment. First, let's check on traffic.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Well, as we all know from yesterday, the Alaska Way Viaduct has been closed from last night all the way through the end of the month. It should reopen on Halloween morning at 5 a.m. Also, some longer than usual ferry waits in Pierce County right now, as we do have The rhododendron is running 35 minutes late. Also, I-5 at Sunset, a multi-vehicle accident with all lanes northbound I-5 are blocked at Sunset Avenue in Bellingham. So up in Whatcom County, as you approach the Canadian border, State Route 18 eastbound after I-5, disabled vehicle with the shoulder block there. And also southbound 167 at State Route 410, the right lane is blocked due to an accident. I'm Jonathan West in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks, Jonathan. And highs today near 60, but it's going to be wet and rainy. Right now it's 57.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels with Eric Gornson, founder and president of Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Recently, I've heard the advertising by my competitors, which remind me why I started Sound Kitchen and Bath. It was because of the gimmicks that are used to sell you a new kitchen or bathroom. There are offers of free granite, free powder rooms, and I'm waiting for free unicorns. But you know what those are? Gimmicks. That's why at Sound Kitchen and Bath, I created the No Gimmicks Guarantee. No games like overcharging you for the installation or compromising the quality. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we simply design and build the most gorgeous custom cabinets on the market, and we can beat any competitor's prices hands down without the salesy gimmicks. We're proud of our superior custom cabinets, our unsurpassed quality materials, our amazing designers, and yes, our unbeatable prices. I'm proud of Sound Kitchen and Bath and our no gimmicks guarantee.
See for yourself. Visit soundkitchenandbath.com. Soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Tammy Michaels Inside Out. Tammy is vacationing. Jennifer is a little under the weather, so Art Sanders here, and Robin Daly, our star today, and the self-avowed paint princess is here. Boy, she knows it's not just paint. I mean, Robin is kind of the, I don't know, it's kind of the Tammy Michaels that is not here. Right?
The desecrating diva.
You know all about decorating. I mean, we're not, it's just not paint. I mean, it has to do with where to put the furniture, which walls you can move, which windows need to be where they're supposed
that's
to be.
That's right, all of it.
Doors, you know, in your fact, deck, whatever, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's right.
All
yeah.
that stuff.
We can do it all. We can help you.
So the phone number is 421-1000, and I got to tell you, we got a couple of calls coming in, so you better get in now before it's too late. That's 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666. That one's toll-free, costs you nothing, call from anywhere. I mean, if you're in, if you're listening on the internet,
yes,
and you're, say, somewhere in the east,
wouldn't that be cool?
Can you advise people in the east as well?
I can do distance design. Absolutely. If we can talk about paint colors on the radio, where you can't see what's going on, we can definitely,
you know,
do distance design.
We say we paint a picture in
that's
radio.
That's right. It's a very visual media.
Because
it's all in your head, right?
Absolutely. So we do it right here. And you're talking about recessionary ideas.
Right.
We do have a call coming in. We'll get to that in a second. So
oh,
if
good.
You're dialing in, we'll get to you. But how about another
okay,
recessionary
so
idea?
First we hit doing a walkthrough of your home with strangers' eyes.
I got to tell you something.
Yes.
I know I'm kind of talking too much here, but I was just reading an article.
Art, you're on fire.
You know Vince Gill, the country singer, big star?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just reading an article by Vince Gill that he actually wrote, and it's about his house
yeah.
in Nashville. And he said he and his wife, Amy Grant, who's
oh,
the
right,
other
right,
big star,
right. mm-hmm.
they've been living in this house for 10 years, and they really didn't feel like it was home. It just didn't feel comfortable in there. So what he said he did is he did a walkthrough.
Really?
They walked through the house and they said, wait a minute.
See, I'm not wrong.
He says, I can put a desk in this room that's been a parlor that we don't use.
Right, that people don't write.
The basement. Let's make this a recording studio. And that's what they do, right?
Right. So sometimes in our heads, we have expectations that say that formal living room that you never use has to always be a living room.
Yep.
But it doesn't.
Right.
And so allowing yourself the freedom to see things not as you think they are, but maybe as they, in Vince's case, how they potentially could be.
Right, and how they fit your life.
How they fit. Make your home work for you. Don't work around your home.
But if you're, it's different though if you're thinking about selling your house. Then you need to think about
something.
Then
we have different criteria to deal with.
Okay, let's go to the phone because Gary is hanging in there and he's from Des Moines and Gary has a question.
Hi, yeah, Gary.
Hello. I have a window that. So the sun comes in.
Yes.
But it's a half moon window. It's actually a series of bunch of little windows. So it's about 8 feet wide with a series of windows. And then it comes up probably 6 feet and then down.
Okay.
And my question is how to keep the sun from coming in certain times of the year.
Right. So which way are you facing?
West.
So you actually can get baked. What are you doing right now?
Right now?
Yeah, what's on it right now?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
It's just a bunch of series of windows,
right.
You know, smaller panes.
So they're like divided like pizza slices.
Exactly.
Okay.
Some are square and the top are not square.
So I was mentioning to Art earlier that there are window shade treatments that you can, they open up like a fan. If you can visualize a lady's fan. Sometimes, and you can close it too. So what would happen in your situation is we'd have the shade installer come out to your home and they'd make an exact template of your window because sometimes while it looks like a perfect arc, it's not really a perfect arc and, you know, things that we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that's done, then you can order a honeycomb shade or some different shade materials and you can open it when you need it and shut it when you have a day like today.
Oh, very good. So roughly, if let's just say it was 8 foot at the bottom and 6 feet at the top.
Are you going to ask me how much?
This is a big fan.
Well, at least I'm interested in hundreds of dollars or I mean, is it thousands, hundreds, or tens?
I would say probably in the mid to upper hundreds would be my uneducated, I'm a little rusty on the prices guess.
But that's you're talking about a big space to cover,
right.
Gary.
Yes, I agree. I just
It could be upper hundreds.
Got it.
How about stained glass? Can you, like in a church?
Yeah, sure.
Can you take regular glass and put some sort of treatment on it to make it a stained glass, or do you have to
only
replace
if you
it?
Want to make it look like Becky Homecki did it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, not so much.
No, you don't do that.
Okay.
No, you'd get a professional stained glass piece made.
And now you're probably talking thousands.
Probably. Unless you found a new hobby for yourself.
Forget that idea.
We'll follow it up.
You're welcome.
Gary, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right. So we need a break again because we need to check on traffic here in just a minute. And we will continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out, Robin Daly in today, self-avowed paint princess, but everything else too. The phone number is 421-1000, 421-1000, toll free 1-877-397-COMO. 397-5666. Call right now.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. guttergloveusa.net. Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA's system is far superior and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Well, looks like we still have a very serious multi-vehicle accident, I-5 northbound in Bellingham at sunset. Only the right lane is blocked now, so we do have some lanes that have been reopened in the Lakeland South area. State Route 18 eastbound after I-5, disabled vehicle with the shoulder blocked. That's just east of I-5. Also, I-5 southbound northeast 50th Street, disabled vehicle with the right lane blocked as a disabled bus is blocking some of the express lanes, as that's going to be quickly moved out of there. 167 southbound State Route 410, disabled vehicle with the right lane blocked, collision blocking the right lane, as you are never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Jonathan West in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Rain, highs near 60 today. Oh yeah, it is Inside Out. Robin Daly sitting in today for Tammy Michaels, Nart Sanders in for Jennifer. This is like the totally second string day, isn't it?
You know what? But we're awesome.
Like, we are awesome. I think.
What do you think, Art?
We're the first string.
We're the first string.
We just sit on the bench most of the time.
As long as we're not
broken
string, I'm good.
Let's go to the phone. We got Rebecca. And boy, it's right up your alley. She wants to talk paint.
Well, hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
What can we help you with today? You've got two experts here at your disposal.
Not me. I'm just the guy.
That's what I need help with. I moved into my husband's condo after we got married.
Yeah.
And it was built in the 70s. And it has a giant red brick fireplace. It does not go all the way up to the ceiling, which has 26-foot ceilings.
Wow.
Luckily, it doesn't go that high, but it does go pretty high, and it's very, very wide. It's about a 12-foot wide fireplace.
So you've got a focal, a serious brick focal point.
Huge, yes. And
that is a big, big fireplace. I mean, you could burn the house down just by, you know.
I know.
Yeah, be careful.
It's beautiful. I mean, I really enjoy having fires in it. It's a wood-burning fireplace, and it's very nice. However, it's not
okay,
really
so here's the
style.
Deal. Okay, so yeah. Will it wreck the marriage if you paint?
No, I've already talked to him
okay.
about it.
Okay, so once you paint, it's really hard to go back to natural brick.
Okay.
That being said, uh-huh. I'd paint it. Like,
okay.
Like, you know, you have my permission to okay. whip out the paint bucket. And you'll probably need to do some cleaning of it and put on
right.
a really good primer.
Okay.
But once you do that, it sounds like you've got the perfect fall project.
Okay. And then I know standard white is the most popular. Is that the
best
color?
wake me up later on. I mean, really?
Well, it also, you know, a fireplace is kind of dirty. You get some soot coming up on there.
Right.
Wouldn't white
right.
really
Well,
kick
you know
that
what
up,
what's on your walls right now and what's on your floor?
The floor is like a really light pine color wood floor.
Okay.
That he put in. And then the wall behind it is changing. Currently, it's like a dark gray blue, but I'm totally up to change it.
Okay. So what you need to do is think about your space as a total package. I know you're focusing right now directly on the fireplace.
Right.
Probably really focused on that fireplace. But
yeah.
But what you want to do, you know, do that thing where I talked about earlier today of walking through your space with a stranger's eyes. Because if you're open to changing the soft blue wall color, you know, every piece adds up, and you want to think about that. But use your fireplace as an accent, just not a brick one.
Good things to think about, Rebecca. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good luck to you with that giant fireplace. When she said it was the husband's place, I was thinking she was going to say leather chairs, you know, bachelor pads.
Oh, man cave.
Man cave, but not. Okay, so we will return in just a minute. We'll get some news, and Inside Out will continue. It's 10:30.
With all U.S. troops remaining in Iraq headed home by year's end, what next? Visiting Tajikistan, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called it the beginning of a new chapter in U.S.-Iraqi relations. She did not mention Iran by name, but warned regional powers against meddling in Iraq.
We want to emphasize that America will stand with our allies and friends, including Iraq, in defense of our common security and interests.
In this country, environmentalists are hailing a ruling out of the Federal Appeals Court in Denver, which upheld a rule that prohibits roads on nearly 50 million acres of land in national forests. Energy producers warn it could limit the development of coal, oil, and natural gas. Activists in Syria say about 5,000 soldiers and police have fanned out through the suburbs of Damascus searching for opponents of the regime. Dozens arrested as they set up checkpoints and raided homes. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good morning. It's 10:31. We have 58 degrees in downtown Seattle. I'm Gary Burley. And now your top local news from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A sheriff's deputy has been involved in a shooting in the Tacoma area. Como 4's Keith Eldridge is following the story for us.
We're told that two sheriff's deputies got information about a suspect who had arrest warrants out for him, located several blocks south of the jail. They know him on site, so apparently the Pierce County Sheriff's deputies went down to contact him down near St. Joseph Hospital in the area of 19th and South Yakima. As they got to his house, he apparently was coming out of the house, saw them, ran for a truck, turned out to be a stolen pickup truck. He got inside. They went after him, tried to get him out, broke out the windows, tried tasing him to no avail. We understand then the deputies say that he said he was going to get his gun. That's when a fatal shot was fired by one of the Pierce County Sheriff's deputies. So at this point, one person is dead, apparently had been sought on arrest warrants. We're not sure what those arrest warrants were for. And one deputy or both deputies now on administrative leave while the investigation continues here at a fatal officer-involved shooting in Tacoma. Keith Eldridge, Como News Radio.
Police say a Port Angeles man admits to strangling a mentally disabled friend. Court documents detail the confession of Kevin Bradfield. He was in court Thursday along with Kendall Huther, who's accused of helping Bradfield hide Jennifer Pimentel's body. Police say the suspects led them to the body after their stories kept changing during questioning. A motive for the murder has not been released. An emotional day for some local military families as the president announced the U.S. troops will leave Iraq by the end of the year. Deanna Lawson lives near Lewis McCord and has a son stationed in Iraq. She was thrilled with the news until she heard her son would be finishing his one-year tour in Afghanistan.
Not home, but not Afghanistan.
Deanna's son will still be on standby from Kuwait to move to Afghanistan, but at this point she's taking things one day at a time. Members of the Occupy Seattle group took their protest to a foreclosure auction in Seattle Friday.
And while some have said their message has been unclear, this protester says their purpose was to keep others from buying their homes.
There's so many people who've lost their homes unjustly, and there's no other recourse. Nobody's been listening. The banks have carte blanche. They can do whatever they want, pretty much.
But this bidder says he doesn't understand what they're trying to do.
We do nothing but good for the communities. You know, we take these houses that are distressed, vacant, a lot of times overgrown, fix them up, flip them, put brand new home buyers in there, and people that are actually contributing to the economy, not taking away.
He says it's time to quit looking backward and start looking forward. Brian Harris, Como News Radio.
58 degrees in Seattle coming up. We'll continue with Robin Daly in for Tammy Michaels, along with Art Sanders. Como News Radio time, 10:34.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
That serious accident northbound I-5 in Bellingham at sunset has been alleviated just a bit as the accident has now been contained to the right lane. All lanes are moving besides that right lane right now. Southbound 167 and State Route 410. Accident still blocking in the right lane. Also eastbound 18. And just east of I-5, still in the cleanup stages on the right shoulder as the Alaska Way Viaduct closed yesterday all the way through the end of the month. As it should reopen right around Halloween morning, about 5 a.m. on that Monday morning. And it'll be a lot different as they do some demolition work between now and then. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. Jonathan West in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
It's a rainy day. Highs near 60 tonight. Showers likely lows in the mid-40s. That's the music right there. For Inside Out, Tammy Michaels. And today, Robin Daly, our self-avowed paint princess from Daly's Paint, is here. Daly's Paint and Decorating. That's why we're not just talking paint. We can talk paint.
We can talk paint all day
long.
We're
talking
everything.
With
it. Yeah.
It's all here right now. And the phone number is 421-1000 in Seattle at 206-421-1000. Toll free 1-877-397-COMO. That's 397-5666. Dial it up now. We've got some calls on the line. We want you to get in and get your question in. Tammy's on vacation. Jennifer's under the weather. Art here.
It's you and me, baby.
And Robin is here, and we're having a ball.
That's right.
You ready to go back to the phones?
Absolutely.
Don in University Place. Don, you're on with Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Great. Say, we're in the process of getting our home ready for sale.
Okay.
And we've done the walkthrough. We've done the declutter.
Yay.
And now we're being told that it's kind of outdated.
Okay.
It's been 27 years. And so I'm up on a ladder, right? In fact, they came off the ladder. I'm taking off wallpaper.
Ah, getting a little workout
what
there,
are
aren't
your
you?
What are your secrets?
What are my secrets for stripping wallpaper or for getting the house ready for resale?
Well, let's start with the first one first, wallpaper.
Okay, so my favorite tool is this thing called a paper tiger. And I don't know if you have one, Don, but what it is, it's a pod that you hold in your hand that has little wheels on it, and the wheels have teeth. And you roll this pod over the wallpaper, and the teeth poke little holes through the surface of the wallpaper, but not really into your wall substrate.
Okay.
Then what you're going to do is you're going to come at it with wallpaper removal solution. Okay? And what that is, it's an enzyme-based product. You mix it with hot water, typically, because the heat activates the enzyme. And you can put it in a garden sprayer and spray it on your wall, or you can sponge it on your wall. You need to get it on the wall, right? And it'll soak into the wallpaper through all those little perforations that you've made. Takes roughly 15 minutes or so. And then you can take a wallpaper scraper, which I prefer over a stiff broad knife, because a stiff broad knife can tend to dig into the wall surface, and you don't want to gouge it and give yourself more work. You want to get less work. So get a wallpaper scraper, and that'll help ribbon the wallpaper off. It'll take it off in ribbons.
Okay.
Sometimes what you don't know, and this may have been many, many years ago, if it's been many years, sometimes the wallpaper pops right off. One time in my dad's home, we stripped his entire dining room in about 15 minutes. The full sheets of paper just popped right off.
Because it got so dry over the years.
It got dry over the years, and he did the proper prep work, right? Which you have to do when you install the paper. So
you call that a paper tiger?
A paper tiger's the thing with the teeth, you know, bites into your wall.
I've seen those.
So the paper tiger is like your best friend. You will really appreciate having it. It's roughly $15 for something like that.
Yeah, but that's worth it. I mean,
and about, you know, $6 or $7 for the removal enzyme product, and another $12 to $15 for the paper scraper. But they're really good. And then in terms of getting your home for resale, you know, you want to create an environment that somebody can visualize moving right into. And so you have to do a little emotional breakup with your house, because you're not personalizing it for you. You're creating a stage for somebody to visualize themselves in. So you might choose something that's creamy and neutral, or taupe, or one of those kind of neutral colors to paint things out.
We're pretty much straight white. I mean, different throughout the home, maybe a little green in the den or something like that. But pretty much it's white paint.
Okay. And were you told by your agent to update it?
No, it's in good condition.
Okay, great. So clean.
Yeah, it's in good condition as far as the paint is concerned, but sometimes colors can change lighting and that
well,
kind of thing.
Well, you know, colors changing is what keeps people like me in business, right?
What about furniture? Should he leave all the furniture in there or should he get rid of it? He's going to try to sell the house.
Well, you want to, the decluttering is probably the biggest thing.
So just declutter.
Right. And, you know, they always suggest that you take away all your personal photographs.
Oh, yeah, like pictures of the grandkids and stuff like that.
And less is more, for sure. You're creating a stage. You're not making it, it's not real life.
Okay. So it wants to just feel like a place that someone can just move into.
Right.
Without making any big major adjustments.
Anything's right. So, yes. You're creating a catalog. Like what you know how a catalog looks when you flip it open and there's no cords from the lamps, there's no stacks of magazines.
There might be a little flower or a little
tasteful,
arrangement or
tasteful.
Something.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
And what about scents when you walk into a house? You know you go to these houses that are open?
Baked apple pie and vanilla are the two main scents that you should have. So vanilla candles around the house would also be a good idea.
Huh.
They make people feel warm and fuzzy.
What makes you want to open your checkbook and put
probably
a down payment
a beer.
Down? Beer smell candles.
Yeah, right. No.
That's
no,
the
actually,
Homer Simpson's house.
Exactly. No, you want to make it warm and enveloping and inviting and again easy so they could just move right in. So stripping the wallpaper is a really good start.
You even offer a free truck, right? You buy this house, we'll give you a free truck to move in.
That's right. Well, nowadays, any kind of incentive will do, won't it?
Yeah. Don, what do you think?
Okay, appreciate that.
You're welcome, Don.
All right. So the phone number is 421-1000, toll-free. We're 1-877-397-COMO. Couple open lines. Give us a call. We're talking anything decorating. We kind of started off with colors and paint and recessionary ideas.
Yes.
And you still have a few more of those.
I've got lots.
So if you have something big you want to do but you don't want to spend a lot of money, this is the time to call.
This is a great time to call.
Okay.
So I don't know how many minutes we have left, Art. But
well, we need to take a break, and then we'll return. You have a thought to?
Well, I have another idea on recessionary
decorating.
Why don't
you tease us with that? Give us a tease.
Shop your garage.
Shop your garage. Huh. Okay, what does that mean? Stick around. We'll find out.
All right.
Coming up.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handyman. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
Como News Radio. What's happening? What's happening?
Football is here. Join me, Tom Hutler, at Club Galaxy and Muckleshoot Casino every Monday night at 5 p.m. for Monday Night Football. This Monday, the Baltimore Ravens take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat $10 tailgate buffet, drink specials, and a chance to win cash prizes each quarter. Plus, at the end of each game, one lucky viewer has a chance at $10,000.
What's happening? What's happening? Details at comonews.com. Como News Radio. Everything you need to know.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 425-271-8689. That's 425-271-8689. Or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's MeridianValleyLab.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Well, the Alaska Way Viaduct was officially closed yesterday for about a 9-day stretch, happening through the end of the month as they are doing some demolition work, getting ready to put that road underground. So Highway 99 in downtown Seattle is going to be closed for just one more day than a week, as we're in our first full day of closure today. Northbound I-5 at Sunset in Bellingham up in Whatcom County, we do have an accident with the right lane blocked. Also southbound 167 at State Route 410, accident blocking the right lane. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. Jonathan West in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks, Jonathan. Rain, highs near 60 today, 57 degrees in Seattle. It is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Tammy's on vacation. Robin Daly, our self-avowed paint princess and decorating guru, decorating expert.
Whatever you want to call me, as
maven?
Long as it's nice.
What's a maven?
Maven sounds old.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Queen? You were
diva.
Princess. Diva. Okay, so you're here. We're to talk about anything decorating. Paint is, if it's paint, I mean, Robin is the person. I mean, this is, it's a no-brainer.
That's it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, it's more fun than watching paint dry.
Or grass grow.
Exactly.
Kelsey is in Linwood. By the way, the phone number is 421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-COMO. That's 397-5666. Now is the time to call in before we mess up the show really bad.
I think we're doing a darn fine job.
Of messing the show up.
Oh, well, you know.
Kelsey in Linwood is here to talk with Robin. Hello, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Well.
What's going on?
Well, I just moved into an apartment, and I have this massive wall that's like a focal point of my, it's a one bedroom, and
okay.
So, you know, you've got like the living room, and it's got really high vaulted ceilings, and so the wall itself kind of, it's like a massive rectangle, but then it shoots up at an angle, like a 45 degree angle near the roof, and so
yeah.
I've got this big like white wall, and I'm not sure what to put there. I don't want to put like three, like a poster, or, I mean, I'm in my 30s, I don't want to hang posters in my apartment.
You want to be a little more grown up.
Totally, and I'd have no clue what to put there.
Okay, so do you have any... So a couple things come to mind. First thought is you probably can't really mess with the walls too much, right?
Right, I mean, I can paint them, but I have to paint it back once I leave. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so paint would be a really fun thing to do. Another thought that comes to mind is installing, say, a panel over your fireplace on that focal wall. You know, it's so tall. Why not find something really, really tall? Like, there's a
like
store.
A picture or
painting? Yeah, like let's say it was a Japanese three-part panel or something.
Oh, I see. Like an artwork
piece. Yeah, so growing up the art.
Okay.
Right? There's fun stores like Glenn Richards, which is down on Denny here in downtown Seattle, and you can take things that are unusual and maybe aren't necessarily designed originally to go on a wall. I have a friend, he has hung a folding table on the wall because it's made out of burled wood.
Oh, yeah.
And it's waxed. And so it just has this really beautiful textural feeling. And so you can maybe be creative that way and think about, are there things in your life that interest you? You know, I kind of pulled out sort of an Asian theme, but, you know, maybe there's something else. Maybe it's a textile or a really beautiful shirt or even a scarf. I mean, there's different ways to add interest and maybe grow up your art without being a poster.
Totally. Those are that's awesome suggestions.
Those are really good. Are there any things, can you give us an example of things that you like that are you into football or something like that?
Well, I mean, I'm not super into football. I like football, but I'm more of I'm a graphic designer, and so I like appreciate, like, you know, art and
okay
cool looking stuff,
so I when I grew up there was a lamp my grandmother had,
yeah,
and what it was a roll that they used to print wallpaper with, because wallpaper used to be printed in different layers, each color had its own roll,
right?
So is there something in the graphic world that sort of echoes that kind of concept? Like, is there an old silk screen or something that's maybe used and has texture and history?
I could start looking around on Craigslist for stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like a tapestry or just something really interesting I could find to take up that
space. Just combing the secondhand stores.
Right.
You know,
and then,
exactly.
And then
yard
I mean,
sales.
It's so rainy out anyway. You're not going to go play football in the rain.
Are there any, if I decided to paint it just to get it done, are there any like colors that you would suggest? I know that's like a really open question. Like, what colors should I paint it?
Well, this is the living room. What's on the floor? What's on your sofa?
Sofa's like a blue.
Okay.
And my carpet is like, you know, that off-white carpet color.
Yes.
And the rest of my walls are white.
Okay. So if you want to kind of make it rich, you could go, say, chocolate.
Cool.
You could go chocolate with a metallic glaze on top.
Nice.
You could go deep navy.
Okay.
You could go earthy, say, like spicy colors.
Okay.
So maybe you want to take your blue from your sofa and add two or three colors that become like your palette that you might use throughout the whole apartment. So maybe you would do sort of a stony brown kind of color over the fireplace and then do the spicy red color in towels and shower curtain in the bathroom or things like that.
Totally.
So you can create a palette that unifies your space and also gives it more interest to make your apartment feel homey rather than like just a place you're landing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it still has that feeling. I lived here about a month, and it still has that I'm in an apartment feel, and I want to make it feel more like a home.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to make it feel like your place.
Exactly.
Here's a stupid guy question, which I am. How about like a descending color, like a color that changes? This is a tall wall that goes up into kind of a corner point.
Uh-huh.
If you start off with, say, one color.
Right.
And then sort of shift to a lighter or something near the
top.
So you do that?
You can do anything art.
That's hard to do, isn't it?
Well, you would paint, and you'd probably use a product called glaze.
Mm-hmm.
So the glaze makes the paint a little more movable and workable. So you might have a bottom color that's dark and then a middle color that's that transitions lighter. But where those two colors meet, you'd be working the color in with your paintbrush. And that
is
would
that
be a bit of
effort. Is that a stupid idea or is that a good idea?
Well, it's an awesome idea,
but
it
it'd take
takes
a while
some
to do.
Work.
Yeah. But he's a graphic artist.
But he's also an apartment, so that would be, you know.
it would hurt when you left to just
it would,
spray it
right,
white
you know,
or whatever.
Maybe that'd be a way for him to keep his lease forever.
Yeah, totally. Well, all right, guys. Well, thank you for the advice.
You're welcome.
Kelsey, good luck to you.
Thanks. Have a good call. Saturday.
You know, people always have those sorts of challenges in the places they live, don't they?
Well, you know, it's funny because the whole idea around design is to improve your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So a lot of times we think about decorating being kind of a fluffy or not, you know, not serious kind of thing. But the idea is to make you feel good in your home. And to me, that's quite serious.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with more Inside Out. Robin Daly in for Tammy Michaels.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Eastbound Highway 18, just east of I-5, that accident on the right shoulder is being pulled away right now by tow trucks and other emergency vehicles, as that's just about clear. I-5 northbound at Sunset in Bellingham and Whatcom County, still accident involved in the right lane, and also State Route 202 on the east side at 338th Street, disabled vehicle with the right lane blocked. As this report brought to you by Prevail Credit Union, don't miss Prevail Rewards checking account. It's amazing. See more at prevailcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured equal housing opportunity lender. That's prevailcu.com. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Jonathan West in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Rain, highs near 60 today. Phone number is 421-1000. Toll free, 1-877-397-COMO. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Robin is here today to take your calls, talking decorating and paint and colors and whatever you'd like to talk about regarding your home inside out. We'll be right back.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
We have the self-avowed paint princess in the house right now. 421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-5666. Inside Out, Robin Daly in for Tammy Michaels. Art in for Jennifer today. Man, it's just all, everybody's in for everybody today. I noticed that even our traffic reporter's in for the traffic reporter.
I guess we're all and in, as it were, huh?
Gary's in for me because I normally do the news.
Right.
So it's just, you know, kind of a domino effect. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you, but you're talking some recessionary ideas.
Well, we talked about de-junking your home, right?
Yeah.
And then I kind of teased you with shopping your garage. And I don't
mean
your garage into a shop.
Oh, I like that idea, though.
But my guess is there are things in your garage or your attic or your closets that maybe haven't seen the light of day for a while. And when you want to, after you've decluttered your home, it might look a little bare. Well, first, go and do an inventory or an assessment of what you've currently got. You may be surprised, or you may look at those things with new eyes and be able to create displays and group things together in a fresh way. And that costs nothing. Time.
Right. Just some time. And I know in our case that we have so much stuff stored.
Right.
That it's like seeing it for the first time.
Well,
look at that.
You have really cool serving platters, you could mount them on the wall and create a really neat display. Or you might take one of those platters and put it on the coffee table and then group some books and a couple other little interesting objects to look at. So using what you have, it's like going through your closet, right?
Yeah.
So that is a really great way. And it also brings in your own personality because it's not the latest, most trendy thing, which looks very trendy.
I'm thinking of a lady that used to live across the street from us. She's now deceased, but the house is still there. The thing that she brought home is still there, too. Now, she, like 5 or 6 years ago, She comes, she says, I got the coolest thing. I said, what is it? It's a Roman foot. It's just a foot. Cement foot in, yeah. in a Roman sandal.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And it weighs like 3,000 pounds. And she put it on the porch. And she says, I think it's really cool. So she found it at some place, you know.
She's just
junking around somewhere.
Right.
The Roman foot, it's still there. Anyway, we need to take a break for news. We'll come back, take your calls. Inside Out.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather, Como News Radio on the Como News Network, AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM.